On today's program, we've heard a lot of stories about what it was like to be gay before the gay rights movement. Leah Delaria is a comic whose in-your-face humor could only have happened after Stonewall. Delaria made a bit of TV history a few years ago on the Arsenio Hall show when she became the first out-of-the-closet lesbian comic on late-night TV to do stand-up about being a lesbian. In that performance, she talked about how she expected her mother to react.
And I know exactly what she's going to say. She's going to go, why do you have to say you're a homosexual on national TV like that? Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to say that? I mean, everyone heard you. The neighbors heard you. The priests heard you. Everyone heard you. I can't believe, and it's bad enough you have to say you're a homosexual, but why do you have to call yourself a dyke? That's such an ugly, mean, nasty word, that word dyke. It's a terrible, nasty, mean, ugly word, that word dyke. I just hate that word. It's a terrible, nasty, mean, awful, ugly, terrible, ugly. Oh, wouldn't you rather be a nice lesbian? Lesbian, okay? I wouldn't. I can't call myself lesbian. I can't use that word. I hate that word. It's such a technical, clinical word, isn't it? Isn't it? It's like, it sounds like someone you call to repair things in your home, doesn't it? It's like, honey, the refrigerator's on the fritz. Better get the lesbian. Can't do it. I get it. And I won't call myself a homosexual either. Ugh, because that would be gross. It would be gross. I think of that word homosexual much like I think of the word Negro. You know what I mean? It's like, let's go down to the river and sing some old homosexual spirituals. Somewhere.
So listen, was your mother really upset about you saying you were a dyke on national TV? And was she even more upset by saying that you said that she was upset?
I warned her. I called her and told her I was going to say that. But you know, I have to tell you, Terry, I was raised in an Italian Catholic family, okay? Which makes it very difficult to be queer because Italians believe that, you know, not Italians, but Catholics believe that if you ignore something, it'll go away. It'll disappear, okay? So when I came out to my parents, you know, we did the whole, like, we did the screaming, the fighting, the yelling, the throwing things, you know, that Italians do, and then they just forgot about it, you know? So we would have to do it, like, every month, you know? It's like, I have to do it again and again and again and again. They keep bringing men home for me to, you know, strange men. They bring them into the house, you know, like, Leah, meet Bob. I'd be like, what is this? Remember that conversation we had last month? You throw a dinette through the window. You remember that? It's like, I am not interested in Bob, okay? So the whole dyke thing, we've been going through this for years. You know what I mean? And since I've been standing on stage for, what, 10, 11 years now, talking about being a lesbian, and a dyke is my word of choice, talking about that, my mom and dad have started to mellow into it a little bit more. I have to say that doing like The World According to Us for PBS last year, being on 2020 last year, but now definitely being on the Arsenio Hall show has made all the difference. You know what I mean? There's a certain sort of validation that you get from the media, and it helps your little old Italian straight parents get it a little better.
Mm-hmm. My daughter may be a dyke, but she's a dyke on national TV.
Thank you very much.
Leah Delaria, recorded in 1993.